Tech is a cooperative school environment. We offer enrichment classes to homeschoolers in the community. So we run one day a week and students can pick out classes that are of interest to them.
So if a child is homeschooled, they sometimes still go to a class.
I would say probably most homeschooling kids go to one kind of class or another. I think it's a misconception that most homeschool kids spend all their time in their house. A great many of them are out in the community. They're taking online classes. They're taking part in co-ops where one parent will teach a group of kids. So, yeah, there's a lot of community involvement in the homeschooling community.
Interesting. And so what types of classes does Check offer?
We tend to focus on enrichment classes, so you'll see things like art, baking, but we also have science classes, gaming classes, book clubs. We've taught juggling. We had a great class this last year. It was a very popular class on reptiles.
Nice.
Where someone was bringing in snakes. The kids loved it.
Can I take some of these classes? I want to learn to juggle. With so many uncertainties, you know, about the schools opening in the fall, how does somebody get their kids into homeschooling? Is it difficult to do it this quickly if they want to do it for this upcoming academic year?
I don't think it's difficult to make the switch now. And I think that we've definitely heard a lot in the community from people who are making that switch. I think homeschooling has also definitely been affected by COVID. So just like regular schooling, we meet up a lot. We have groups of kids, and COVID presents a huge challenge for us as well. But we do have a lot of advantages. We can have small classes. And of course, a lot of our core curricular work does happen in the home, which is a safe environment from a COVID perspective.
Right. And when you say curriculum, are there pre-made curriculums that parents can like just buy to do homeschooling, or do they have to come up with like all of their own stuff?
So there's a huge spectrum here. Some people do everything themselves, and some people purchase specific curriculum. Some people hire tutors. Homeschooling is exceptionally diverse. There's a lot of ways to do things.
And homeschooled students, they still need to pass all of the standardized tests, right?
So there's a couple options. In Virginia, you are required to provide evidence of progress at the end of the year. Probably the most common option for that is taking a standardized test and providing results. But there are other mechanisms for doing it. So you could get an evaluation done by a qualified person who would submit a letter talking about the progress your student has made through the year.
Is there a general consensus about, you know, why most people or most parents choose to homeschool their children?
No.
Everyone has a different reason for it.
I think there is a common misconception that a lot of homeschoolers are homeschooling for religious reasons. And there certainly is a group that absolutely is homeschooling for that reason. But there are people who homeschool because they think they can provide a better quality of education. There are people who homeschool because they like the increased family time and it works really well with their schedule. There are people who homeschool because their child has an educational need that isn't being met in the school system.
If someone wants more information about either the services at Check or maybe just homeschooling in general, where do you think is a good place for them to go?
Virginia Homeschoolers has a good general information webpage, so that's a great place to start. Check is actually, we're working on a new to homeschooling series, just online information sessions, because we have had so many requests.
I bet you have.
And we are offering some online classes in the fall and a very, very small selection of outdoor classes. If you're looking at taking your child out from school this year, but potentially putting them back in next year, you're going to want to look closely at the standards and make sure you're teaching the same material that the schools are teaching. And you can purchase curriculum that align with those standards.
Yeah, I was surprised doing a little bit of research as to just how much there was out there. I had no idea. I always thought a homeschool kid, you know, they stay home all day long. I had no idea all of this was available.
Yeah, there's a lot out there right now. It's homeschooling in general, even like prior to COVID, has recently expanded in popularity greatly. So there were already an increased number of resources, and I think we're going to see more of that happening.
Tila James is an instructor for the Community Homeschool Enrichment Center in Charlottesville, otherwise known as CHECK. And we have a link to CHECK's website at wmra.org. Tila, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.